Published in LA Weekly and Ms. Magazine, Baltimore native Jordana Elizabeth returned home to teach after the Baltimore uprising. She talks about the impact of her mother instilling a love for reading at a young age, her love for humanities, and their value for a young person in Baltimore City.
When my mother visited my home in Baltimore in June, she sat at my kitchen table of a large lunch I prepared for her and my older brother, who was in town from his military stay in South Korea to receive his MBA. My mother boasted to our guests about how she implemented DEAR, drop everything and read, in our household and upbringing. She would always say, "Readers are leaders," when I was a child. While DEAR is a nationally recognized independent reading campaign, the program was a way of life in my family's home. My mom was a single mother who made sure we all went to the library together every weekend. Her diligence, which never felt forced, helped me and my brothers become independent thinkers and self-educators. I honor my mother for that. Over 20 years later, I became a professional writer and journalist. Books to this day are my best friends. I truly believe that the presence and comfort of books provided in my life has made me a more stable human being. I never deeply yearned to find love and validation outside of myself because books filled a void of loneliness. Research quenched my thirst for adventure, so instead of jumping from relationship to relationship, I jumped from question to question, traveling, reading, and searching for answers. I am certainly not against relationships. But with the resurgence of justified civil rights protests, feminist demands, and so much more, I still find peace in my home library. I came back to my hometown of Baltimore in 2015 after the Baltimore uprising. I was in San Francisco watching the news cycles accuse the young protesters in the city of being thugs and unruly anarchistic black criminals. I thought it was necessary for me to head home and teach. The people who were trapped in the violent chaos at Mondawmin Mall during the insurgence and beginning of the uprising were children. As a black woman and Baltimore native, I could see the kids running in fear in their school uniforms. But the rest of the world seemed to only see angry, violent young people. I knew that was not completely the case. I wanted to go home and share what I had learned in the same city, so the young people had a strong outlet and a personal safe space outside of community centers and social programs. These are all wonderful and needed in Baltimore. But I feel that a self-reliant foundation of stability and education are also necessary. When I say self-reliant, I mean young people being encouraged to have the motivation to learn without the coaxing of outside entities like parents and teachers. The encouragement should always be there in the household and in schools, but for young black students in Baltimore, that isn't always the case. The distractions of social pressures in school and the pressure of an unstable home, which is not what all young black people experience, but many do, can hinder them from keeping their eye on the ball. But with access, like my mother gave me to libraries and computers, I was able to travel to libraries and bookstores on my own as I got older. Self-motivation and the enjoyment of learning can be embedded in any child. It is not good to assume that young black children in Baltimore do not crave knowledge and have interest in topics of literature, science, and the humanities. I am one, and I do not consider myself to be rare or an outlier. I have taught students from ages 3 to 63, and in every workshop and class I teach, I share tools on how to research, how to ask questions, how to think critically, and look at their work and interests as writers as an adventure. I allow children to interact, and even when they cannot read and write, they can tell stories and draw pictures to illustrate their experience and curiosities. I help teens learn which sources are reliable and which aren't. I help them learn to decipher what a fact is and what resources will help them uncover the truth. For adults, I share realistic scenarios on how to reach their goals as professional writers, eliminating complicated rhetoric and allowing them to ask specific questions so to not waste time with introductory information they may already know. I just want others to succeed as I have and beyond. Literacy changed my life. It has taken me all over the world. I must admit, I don't even hold a bachelor's degree. What I hold is a relationship with libraries and supportive thinkers who have propelled me to lecture in universities to PhDs, graduate and undergraduate students with confidence. I am a very serious advocate of education, but when I left home at 16, I had to work. Like many young Black people in Baltimore, I didn't have the finances to take 4 years of my life to completely immerse myself in a college education. Even with room and board, books, and tuition paid for, there are needs like clothing, social activities, and cell phone, car payments, and internet bills that need to be paid. Literacy and the love of all things humanities have been so important for me. They can also be very personal and proactive pursuits for any human being, particularly young Black people in Baltimore City.
Read and learn more about Jordana's work at jordanaelizabeth.contently.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.